What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news that you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
You want to talk about our giveaway we got going on?
Absolutely. So we're planning on sending out free shirts to everyone that sends us a positive news story. Not only are we going to save these positive news stories and talk about them on air, we're going to send you a free shirt. All you have to do is send us a positive news story, like and subscribe to any of our pages where you can find our podcast, and then send your address, of course, and we'll send you one of these shirts for free. It has the Positive Truth logo right here. It also has it on the back as well that you guys can check out on this cool little video that we're going to try to edit. That's pretty much all that I have for it. I really like this. My brother was mad because we don't have a 4X, but it's okay. We'll make one for him one day because he did send that baseball story in. So if you have a positive news story or you know somebody in your community that's doing something positive, send them our way. If we can set up an interview, we will do.
How are you a small and your brother's a 4X?
We're all different sizes, my guy. We're all different sizes. Actually, he lost weight. I told him he was a 4X, and he said, man, I lost weight. He's under 300 pounds for the first time in some years.
Hey,
yeah, he was
second positive story. There we go.
It's been some years, yes. He's under 300 pounds. He was hyped. I think it's like 298 or something. He's trying to get to 285 soon. So, yeah, shout out to Heavy.
He's going
to
get to 185 soon.
His name is Heavy. Real name Jerry, but we know him as Heavy. I didn't even know his name was Jerry until I was like 16. I said, what?
You thought his name was Heavy at 16?
I've never heard anybody call him Jerry before in his life. I was so confused.
The fact that I know you're serious, I'm going to go ahead and just tell an embarrassing story. There was a young lady I might have went to high school with. Her nickname was Sorry. And I thought her name was Sorry until she dropped out I think I was in college. I was like, oh, what's up, Sorry? She's like, no one calls me that. Call me by my real name. And I was like, and then it hit me like, who would name a child Sorry? But that's how I feel about you. Who would name a kid Heavy?
Have you seen him? He's a heavy individual, man.
No, you're not heavy if you're under 300 pounds.
That's true. Lightweight now.
Lightweight.
I'm going to change his name on my phone now.
Yeah, he's in middleweight division now. Cruiserweight.
Cruiserweight.
Went from heavyweight to cruiserweight. That's the actual drop off. Nice. Boxing references, horrible nicknames, the Positive Truth Podcast. We should get to the positive news stories, Tim. What do you have?
Oh, my goodness. All right. So my first story actually comes out of Cozumel. I actually really enjoyed this story. I'm going to try to say his name. I did butcher it whenever I was warming up, but it's okay. So there's this diver. His last name is Zepeda. Let me just say that. So Zepeda was diving. He was leading a team. They're out there diving in Cozumel, enjoying the water, and all of a sudden a boat was in a legal area. Basically, whenever you're diving, they have this radio system where it tells the boats not to come in this area. This boat ignored it and was coming straight through. Pita, basically, Manola Acuña Zepeda, basically saw the boat coming, dove into the water, and was pushing his divers that he was in charge of out of the way. Get out of the way, move. He wasn't saying it. Obviously, they're underwater. But as he pushed them out of the way, the boat came. And when the boat came, it hit him, and the propellers actually ran through him. Messed up his legs. He ended up breaking his femur and other parts of his leg as well, too. They ended up rushing him to the hospital where he survived, but it was going to cost well over $40,000 to do all of the surgery. One of his partners by the name of John Flynn actually set up a GoFundMe page where the diving community heard about this story and heard how heroic he was. They ended up raising over $50,000. One, so he can get his surgery and heal, but then two, so he can get at-home therapy so he can get back out there and dive. I thought this story was amazing because when you do right by your community, it will do right by you.
Aquaman saving the day, saving his divers, being a great teacher.
Shout out to Manola Acuña Zepeda. Woohoo! I said it.
I cannot say that, so shout out and do rags off to him.
Indeed. I'm not taking this hat off, though, man.
Have you heard of the Great Wall of China, Tim?
Absolutely.
I think there's a better Great Wall. It's called the Great Green Wall. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but I'm already with it.
You heard of the Sahara Desert, right?
Absolutely.
Humongous. The lower 48 can fit in the Sahara Desert of the United States. Let me just say that again. The lower 48 of the United States can fit in the Sahara Desert. And at the bottom, that's where the Great Green Wall is. It's an initiative between 11 African countries, and their goal is to plant not 1 billion trees, not 10 billion trees, 100 billion trees. The goal is to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere and to help with the vegetation and the dryness that comes from the Sahara Desert. It's 11 countries in Africa working together. I can't cheat like Tim because my computer is recording the video. They've already hired people and they've already planted 50 million trees across this. The goal is 100 billion by 2030.
Yeah, that's fast.
That's fast.
This reminds me, I don't remember the exact story, JP, but there was somebody in India that was just planting trees like no other, and they planted billions of trees basically in a short amount of time. It was within a couple of years. I know 11 countries can come together and do something like this. I bet we can even see these trees from space whenever they're all done, said and done, man.
We can. That is the goal, Tim. And let me do some math. Let me do some quick math.
Captain Statistics. I'm not good at math, so he has his calculator out doing some crunching some numbers. That's a really high number, so I'm not sure exactly what he's doing, but it's okay, guys.
Approximately 54 million trees a day.
A day? That's a lot of work.
To get 100 billion in 5 years.
Could you imagine how many people are going to be willing to volunteer?
No, they're getting paid. It's a job. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And to save the world?
I actually forgot that. Thanks, Tim. I'm glad we didn't know this before we started instead of roasting each other and not prepping. That was obviously sarcasm. Yeah, they're paying people. So their goal is it's women. They're like single mothers. Anyone that has a disadvantage or is not a family or like they need help, they're the first people hired.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The best kind of government job.
Absolutely. Man, 10 out of 10 story there, JP. That's two positive news stories in one.
I actually totally forgot that until you mentioned it.
That's what I'm here for.
Are you here for more positive news stories?
Absolutely. I'm going to talk about a Kane Pintarelli. So on a Tuesday morning, he's working at this construction site and a vehicle actually sped past the construction site and ended up going into some water. Whenever it went into this water, Pintarelli saw this and immediately sprung into action. He took off right into the water, dived in, got to the car because it was filling up with water, opens the door, pulls the diver out, goes to shore. Nobody was hurt. And obviously he's being hailed as a hero by not only his construction site, but his community, because he did not even question about it. Everybody was looking and all they saw was the car hit the water and then they saw him running after it. They didn't initially know what was going on, but the people around him knew he wasn't in the car. So they were like, man, you're a hero. He actually got an award from this group in his community. I don't remember exactly what it was called. I'm butchering this story. I apologize, but I thought this was awesome. Something that we needed to share here on the Positive True Podcast.
I feel like 85% of your stories are hero stories.
Of course.
Which we all love here at The Positive Truth. I'm just wondering how you find so many.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I go hard for these hero stories. So I have three hero stories today, JP. So I'm looking for hero stories first.
A little behind the scenes. I'm going to edit the video for this because I haven't had time. You know what you should do? You should edit the videos and then you should start a little production company and just do shorts of like people saving the day.
But let's practice.
I'm serious though, that's a good idea. So like instead of people like binging TV shows, reality TV, they could binge like little 5-10 minute documents of like people actually saving the day. Then you could put like the last one with the GoFundMe, you could put that in there. Like this actually happened.
Make little cartoon strips or something out of it. I like cartoons, JP. I'm always going to go to a cartoon or a comic book.
Another behind the scenes. Before we started, there was a sword in here that I've never picked up. And Tim was like, I'm way too immature not to pull this out. And I was like, I've never done that. And I've just been sitting by it the whole time. Why is there a sword? Who knows?
I was shocked.
And then you're just like, yeah, cartoons. Just animation's harder. So if you just did the production with the like live version, you have so many friends, it'd be easier.
I don't have any friends, JP, just our listeners.
The nose is getting brown on Tim. Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because of the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I am grateful for surprising the daughter. Did I tell you about the story about me being her soccer coach this year? Man, I signed up for soccer in May. She asked me to be her coach. I said, no, I just want to be a dad. this whole summer goes by. I get an email 2 weeks ago. Hey, you're receiving this email because your child is a part of the soccer program, but we don't have a coach, so we may have to forfeit the season. Of course, I can't let that happen. So I was like, hey, if you can't find a coach, I'll sign up.
Do you know anything about coaching soccer?
Man, absolutely not. So I basically
said, think they're seven.
They're eight and under. So I was like, what? There's different rules. I thought it was going to be like basketball. They didn't keep score or anything for the little kids, but no, they keep score. They have a goalie. There's rules I had to read. It was tough, man. But they sent me the roster the other day, and I told Layla, it's official. I'm your coach. And she started crying on me. So happy you're the best dad ever. I thought it was cute, but I was like, man, she has no idea how bad I did not want to do this. So I've been on YouTube University just looking up soccer practices for eight-year-olds, trying to figure it out, because I really have no idea, man. I like soccer, but coaching is completely different.
You remember that interview we did with the Football Factory, right?
Absolutely.
Did you hit the mouse?
Of course, I messaged Ricardo, hey, man, could you help me out with some drills, please? And he sent me a couple of YouTube links, actually, that helped out a lot. So it worked out. Good thing is we're from the south side of Oklahoma City. So a lot of soccer heads are there, and they're always down to help.
Good luck.
Yeah, and soccer, to me, is hilarious. That's one thing I will say. Coaching soccer, it's going to be fun, though. I'm super grateful for the fact that I have the opportunity to coach her, though, because I know as she's getting older, I definitely won't have that opportunity. I'll really be the dad on the sideline. So no regrets right now.
Yeah, you also won't be cool eventually.
I know. It's coming quick, man. One of her teachers saw her today and was like, oh, she's getting taller than you. It's like, man, if JP doesn't get out of her head, I want to know who this woman is. Oh, man. Yeah, what are you grateful for, man?
Again, can't top your stories on the grateful for. I'm grateful for HVAC, AC. It is amazing. Walked into a store today, this one, they had it off. Really hot today, and I'm like, now, last summer I was keeping all the stores at 77.
Might as well be off, yeah.
It's not bad.
It was so bad last year. So bad.
I got this one here at 75. That's it. 86 has been off since 10 o'clock. I was like, who did this? I was like, oh, a lot better. So you actually came in when it finally started cooling down.
I felt a little humid when I came in here. I was like,
oh. So they had it off. Yeah, they turned it off.
I feel you.
I told them not to touch it. They turned it off. What are you doing?
What they did was they had it down, and instead of them turning it back to the temperature it was, they were like, oh, let's just turn it off so we don't get in trouble. That's really what happened.
I would never, ever get anyone in trouble for breaking a rule. Speaking of rules, awesome segue. Started out in Africa. Now we're going to the Down Under in Australia.
All right.
2015, Australia announced multiple plastic bag bans. Can't use them at the grocery store. Got to use your own reusable bag. Littering, plastic on the beach, all got rid of it 10 years ago.
Hey, it's been 10 years.
Wow. It's been 10 years. We have 10 years of results.
Ooh.
Plastics pollution is down 40% since then. Who would have thunk it? Ocean plastic pollution is down 40%.
That's a big number there, buddy. 40% is a big number.
That's just the stores and the beaches. That's not any changes in any of the cities, any of the waterways, any of the rivers, anything like that. So they're going to keep pushing. The goal is to get it to 100. I believe in Australia. I believe in the Down Under. And I think we should start doing it everywhere. My hot take of the day.
That is a hot take, and I would have to agree. 40% is a huge number. If all beaches were like, hey, any beach that's in a city, we're not allowed to have plastic bags, 40% right there, right there. Maybe even more. Yeah.
Shout out to backpacks. I'm also grateful for those.
Hey, I like that.
What do you have for your last positive news story?
Mine's coming out of Tennessee. So I'm talking about a truck driver. His name is Ross, and he was working, doing his thing. He's at a truck stop. And while he's at this truck stop,
he saves the day.
Dude, he saw a girl running barefooted with shoes in her hand. And he was like, what in the world is this? Takes off running. She runs across the street into some woods. He immediately was like, this isn't right. And then all of a sudden he saw another man chasing her. He immediately was like, oh no, let me call 911. He calls 911. There happened to be a state trooper that was 5 minutes away, so he got there ASAP. Ended up finding the girl. The police officer ended up finding out that she was actually kidnapped from California. life was completely saved because he decided to take the time to call. See, truck drivers, they actually get told quite a bit. If you see something wrong, call 911. There's actually an association called Truckload Carriers Association, and they actually are constantly sending out paperwork to truck drivers to letting them know, hey, if you see anything wrong, please call 911. We need to save lives when we can. And that's exactly what he did. It's funny because after he called 911, the cops got the girl and told him what was happening. He looked at his friend and said, did I just save this woman's life? And Ross, I'm here to tell you, yes, you did, man. Keep up the good work. I hope any truck drivers that are listening to this, because I know some of them are, call 911 if you see something crazy, man. You never know who you're going to save. And I thought that was awesome because they were in Tennessee, man, and she was from California. Whew, I know her family's happy.
Heroes with Tim. Dude, on the positive truth. Never know what you're going to see on the roads. I like that. What's that organization called?
Truckload Carriers Association, TCA for short.
So many great organizations doing great things. Tim did hero theme. I was going around the world. I started in Africa, went to the Down Under in Australia, and we're ending in Jamaica. About a man named Rayvon Stewart. College, he was like, he got really into 3D printing. He liked designing things. Was just like, oh, I just want to help out. His first idea was, I want to take clothes and be able to 3D print them on people's bodies so they can try them whenever they're internet shopping from home.
Whoa, that's an idea. That is an idea. Wow, okay.
So his idea was to take everything, basically have all these companies put in the dimensions and then people could try it. Most people weren't smart enough to really figure it out, and he didn't have the funding for it.
That's not cheap.
22 years old in college, you are the definition of broke.
Facts.
Went into a medical school, started working at a hospital. When he starts working at the hospital, he's like, oh, I want to take my ideas and use them here. Realized how nasty doorknobs are everywhere. So he came up with this idea called Exersole. Xersosal. Shout out to everyone who says I can't spell. The idea is it's an ultraviolet doorknob and it disinfects itself.
Which is wild by itself. So how does that work?
You use the doorknob, close the door, the ultraviolet light kills off most of the bacteria.
Wow. Wow.
He started working on it at 24. 6 years later, he finally got his patent pending, and they've been using it at the hospitals, at least the ones he works at. Awesome idea. Can we get this everywhere?
Oh, I hope he patented that and everything, man. You know how
it started, yeah.
Oh, man, you know how much money this guy's going to be making? It's a 10 out of 10 idea. Let's be real. Keeping it positive. I have two kids at the house. Their hands are nasty all the time. They're touching everything and anything. I know they don't wash their hands. When I tell them to go wash their hands, I give them baths, so I know they're closing their fists whenever I'm trying to wash their hands too. On top of that, we're adults. We're touching all kind of stuff. I picked up a sword a few minutes ago. I don't know how long that's been here, man.
2023.
Man, this is amazing to me. I love it. It's going to be in hospitals and businesses. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be in homes even. It needs to be.
Yeah, sign us up. We want to buy ASAP.
Or you can sponsor us and send us one for free.
We're not going to be those people begging for free things, Tim.
All right. Just sponsor us.
Because we're going to be giving out free quotes.
Absolutely. Failure is a bruise, not a tattoo. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.